The name of Jesus. The Lord, hear and answer us in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Message this morning is Occupy Till I Come. This will be part 6. The Way of the Eagle. Occupy Till I Come. The Way of the Eagle. Our objective is to understand what makes the eagle the king of the air. What makes the eagle to occupy the air? To take charge of the air. To be the king of all that fly. And it's important for us to know, because the Bible likens us to the eagle. They that wait on the Lord, they are like the eagles. Concerning the children of Israel, coming out of the land of Egypt, God likened them again to the eagle, likened himself to the eagle, as the eagle fluttereth over her young, steereth the nest. So if God is mother eagle and we are eagles, then it is important for us to know, to understand the way of the eagle. What makes the eagle the eagle? The psalmist said at one point, he said, there are three things that are too wonderful for him to understand. That is Solomon in Proverbs chapter 30 and in verse 19. And he said, the first among these is the way of the eagle in the air. The way of the eagle in the air. The way of the eagle in the air. What makes the eagle? So, understanding the eagle will make us understand the wonders of the eagle. It will also make us to understand how to function, how to live, how to operate in order to dominate our realms. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Without any doubt, the eagle is king in the sky. I have watched the eagle with aggression. I have watched the eagle with mastery in the sky. I have watched the eagle deal brutally with snakes and serpents. I've watched the eagle dealt with hyenas. I saw one day in a clip where an eagle came after a hyena and landed on its back and began to eat it alive. I've seen pull out intestines. I've seen the audacity of the ego. Question is, what makes the ego the ego? If you are a pastor or a minister of God here, and you are going to dominate the realm, your realm of influence, and you are going to take charge, what makes the eagle the eagle? Number one is strange strength. There is a strange dimension of strength. The Bible said the eagle dwelleth on the crag of the rock. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. They shall renew their strength and mount up wings like eagles. There is strange strength. The eagle is said to have very large claws with which it attacks prey, puncture its prey. It has powerful muscles, muscles of the leg and the feet, with which it maintains a very strong grip, and carrying weights that are three times its size, flying great distances. Strength. Are you trusting God to dominate your territory? Are you trusting God to occupy your domain of influence? You can't do it in weakness. The people that do know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. Exploits don't belong to the weak. Exploits don't belong to the timid. Exploits don't belong to the frail. Exploits belong to the strong. Many of us are too weak for territorial principalities. We are too weak for ancestral powers. We are too weak for enemy confrontations in the lands where we are. The way of the eagle is the way of strange strength. If you are going to live here today, I will ask you to go and build strength. Go and build strength. Build strength at the place of waiting on the Lord. Build strength at the place of feasting on light. Say, I've spoken to you, young men, because you are strong. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 14. And why are you strong? The word of God dwelleth in you. The word of God dwelleth in you. The word of God dwelleth in you. Because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you. I am not talking of the word you take to preach. I am talking about the word you feast on, you feed on, that build in you strange strength. Samson was a man of very strange strength, until they asked themselves, wherein lieth the strength of this man? And with that strength, he was able to dominate the land of the Philistines. He plundered the nation by strength. Strange strength. Number two is sharp sight. Sharp sight. The Bible says, from the crag of the rock, the eagle beholdeth his prey. And from that crag, she beholdeth that strong place. From thence, he beholdeth, he seeketh the prey. Her eyes behold afar off. Her eyes behold afar off. The eagle can detect prey from long distances. Eyes are large, with high density of light sensitive cells. I read some time ago that the pigment cells on the cornea, on the retina of the eagle's eye, is about 8 times more concentrated than that of the human eye. So the eagle has range of vision. It can see wide, look like this, and see very, very wide around. And he also has distance of vision, sharpness of sight. It is said that the eagle's eye is so sharp that it can detect ultraviolet light in certain places, to be able to detect certain traces about some prey. How far can you see? There are pastors and ministers who don't see beyond today. There are people who don't see beyond what to eat. There are people who don't see beyond what to wear. There are people who don't see, they lack the capacity to see far. And until you see far, you can't go far. 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 The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain that he may run. It is vision that makes runners. Vision is key to motion, is key to acceleration. Show me a man of vision and I will show you a man in motion. Show me a man of vision and I will show you a man with high acceleration. The vision of a man is directly proportional to his acceleration. The vision of a man is directly proportional to his motion. How can you talk about 43 crusades by this time of the year? In 1 year, what is the reason for such a speed? There is such sharp and very, very deliberate vision of what must be by this kind of time. Hallelujah. 41 all through last year. And this year already, and there are meetings we have not counted. There are meetings that we have not included in this. In between meetings, we are not included in this. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? If the only prayer you are going to pray today is, Lord, touch my eyes. The way we have short-sightedness in the physical, there are people who are spiritually short-sighted. And there are those who are actually spiritually blinded. They see in the physical, but they can't see in the spirit. I was talking to a pastor yesterday. He has invitation there. He has a church. He sent me a picture the other day where he had a meeting in a particular church, Miracle Signs and Wonders. And I said to him, very, very strange, I said to him, what you have shown me is accurate, is good. But I want your first vision to be your home base. These miracles and things you have shown there, what that dwells in Capernaum, do thou here. There is a focused dimension of vision. A man of vision is a man of focus. He doesn't scatter his punches. He's a man of focus. So there is, as I told him, I said, I like you to so function where your base is until there is such an undeniable explosion. Until you have shifted to this level, then you have the authority to take what you have seen with you at home to the world. You shall be witnesses of me in Samaria. Is that what he said? You shall be witnesses of me in Judea. Is that what he said? You shall be witnesses of me in the uttermost part of the world. Where is he starting from? You shall be witnesses of me first. Conquer Jerusalem. Dominate Jerusalem. Overwhelm Jerusalem. Overrun Jerusalem. Then you go to Judea. Overrun Judea. Then you go to Samaria. Overrun Samaria. Then you go to the uttermost part of the world. So that when they see you at the uttermost part of the world, nobody will say, where is he coming from? So that if they reach back to Jerusalem, people of Jerusalem will say, we know him. He conquered and dominated the demons here. Am I communicating at all? If the prayer you are going to pray is, Lord, touch my eyes. Lord, touch my eyes. When we were in the Real One Church, before we moved here, I already did the time schedule for 7 services on Sunday morning. We did 6 services on Sunday morning before we moved here. 6 services started by 6 a.m. Right? We did the 6 powerful services, impactful services with overflows. Before we stepped, actually we did first service, second service, third service, And then we jump from 3 to 5 services at divine, by divine instruction. Then from 5 to 6 services every Sunday morning for the sake of crowd. And then I had scheduled 1st service, 2nd service, 3rd service, 4th service, 5th service, 6th service, 7th service schedule before we moved here. Many people want things to happen by chance. It doesn't work by chance. It happens by vision. The things that happen by chance disappear by chance. What happens by vision has a destination. I hear what I'm saying here today. If it manifested by accident, it disappears by accident. If it happens deliberately by vision, it will have a destination. Next year's schedule, I'm sure it's concluded. We are talking of the other year right now, probably. Another years. There are things on our mind for the next 7 years. If you don't know where you are going, you may not like where you will end. If you don't know where you are going, you may not like where you will end. If you don't know what you are looking for, you will not recognize it when you find it. It's very, very important. The way of the eagle is the way of sharpness of sight. Sharpness of sight. Open my eyes, Lord, and let me see. Open my eyes, Lord, and let me see. Clean my eyes with eyesalve. There are things I am not seeing. Let me see your burden for this hour. Let me see your concern for my own life. Let me see the things you want me to see right now. Open my eyes that I may see. Let me see. Let me see you. Because when Isaiah saw God, then he saw himself. Then he saw the world. He saw God. The aching Uzziah died. He saw the Lord. And after seeing the Lord, he now saw himself. Woe is me because I am undone. After seeing himself, he saw the world. Who shall we send and who shall go for us? Many of us can't see anything clear because we haven't seen God yet. So let our vision start with the vision of the Lord. Show me who you are. The one that Moses cried and said, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your glory. No wonder Paul the apostle said that I may know you and the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of your suffering. When people see God, they see themselves, good or bad. When you see God, you see the things in your life that need to be adjusted. You see the errors that need to be cleansed. And when you see God, you see the things you carry that you are not aware of. When Moses saw God, he saw the rod. He became aware that he had the rod. He had something in his hand and he did not know the implication of the rod. What was in his hand was the deliverance of a nation, and he used it to tend flock. Potential buried in spiritual blindness. When he saw God, then he saw himself, then he saw the gift in his hand, then he realized that this thing can part the Red Sea, this thing can bring water out of the rock. This thing can deliver a whole nation. Hallelujah. And while we trust God for this impartation this morning, somebody will be trusting the Lord for strange strength. Somebody will be trusting the Lord for sharp sight. And thirdly, swift speed. One thing we know about the eagle is swiftness of speed. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 49. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth. Swift speed. Job 9:26. Every time you see the eagle, swift speed. Job 9:26. They are passed away as the swift ships, as the eagle that hasted to the prey. Swift speed. Habakkuk chapter 1 and in verse 8, the Bible talked about the eagle. The last part said, they shall fly as the eagle that hasted to it. And then talking about Jonathan and Saul, David said in 2 Samuel chapter 1 verse 23, he said they were swifter than eagles. Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives and in their death. They were not divided. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lion. Eagle is recognized as a bird of speed. Bird of speed. Destiny cannot be fulfilled without urgency. Urgency. You cannot rule and reign your domain without a sense of urgency. Urgency. Urgency is a determinant of destiny. Urgency is key to impact. Urgency is key to dominion. Many of us are too relaxed to make a mark. Too relaxed. No wonder the Bible says, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. Woe unto them that are slack in Zion. Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. I am taking my time. When God is moving, I'm moving. I am taking my time. That taking of time has stolen so many people's destiny. Sometimes this, I am taking my time, is not a matter of I am waiting for instruction, but it's a matter of laziness of spirit, slackness of life. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Don't push things into tomorrow. Don't push the things that need to be done today into tomorrow. There are so many destinies, so many visions that have been buried in the graveyard of tomorrow. Today was that tomorrow you talked about yesterday. Tomorrow will soon become today. So the most important day of your life is today. It is called the present. Present means gift. Your present, your moment is a gift that you use to fulfill life's assignment. Say, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Redeeming the time means buy back the time. Do your best so you don't run into people. You are still running into people. Hallelujah. Amen. Let the passage of time be exchanged with meaningful action. The passage of time, let it be exchangeable with meaningful, impactful action, memorable action. be able to account for the impactful things you did with yesterday. Be able to account for the impactful things you are doing with today. The wastage of today. The wastage of time is the mother of regrets. Anytime you see a person regretting too much, so much time was wasted. What happened? When Esau tarried, his father said, "Go and bring me venison." Jacob went and came back quickly. Esau went to the bush, and that is a story for another day. Esau was going to look for meat that was already in the house. Wasted his time and wasted his life. When he came, the blessing was already gone. The Bible said he sought it carefully with tears and he regretted, but it was never done. It was never released. Because time wasters are life wasters. They are destiny wasters. You waste life, you waste destiny. Do you understand? I said that when you want to measure weight, in our part of the world, you measure in grams and kilograms. When you want to measure volume, you measure in meters, in meals. When you want to measure height, you measure in feet or in meters. When you want to measure life, you measure with time. You measure with time. When they say a person is 50 years old, it means that is the measure of his lifetime. When a person dies and they put 1946 to 2026, that dash is the compression of his life. Everything is compressed in that dash. It's 8 years. That is, that 80 years measured his life. The impact created within that 80 years is the outcome of that time spent. So any day time is wasting, that is life that is wasting. Somebody said, "I sent you a message and you did not reply." I didn't have the time for the reply. It is not an emergency. It's not a priority. It's not an emergency. It's not a priority. Don't put my life under pressure. I have so many things to do with life. I cannot become a telephone operator because of GSM. Some of us, if we are to answer all text messages, all WhatsApp messages, all emails, there is nothing else to do with life. You will have nothing else to do with your life. I have 2,000, over 2,000, 3,000 unreplied messages right now. And some get angry as if they own your time. With an entitlement mentality. Not only are you not permitted to waste your time, don't permit time wasters in your life. Don't permit time wasters in your life. The wastage of your time is the wastage of your life. If you will not waste your time, don't allow anyone to help you waste it. One day, John Wesley was talking with someone. And they say, you have taken 10 minutes of my time for life. And the man said, "John, don't be in a hurry." He said, "Hurry? I don't have the time to be in a hurry. I am faster than hurry." That's implied. I don't even have time to be in a hurry. That's the man that woke up by 4 a.m. every morning. Study for 1 hour. Go on horseback for another 1 hour. Preaching in circuits. And then the schedule is maintained like that from 4 a.m. to 10 in the night for 60 years. Volumes he wrote. 40,000 messages and sermons he preached. Impacted and shook the world. At the time of his death, almost 300 or 400 years ago, over 73,000 people were under his discipleship. At the time he died, hundreds of years ago, 70-something thousand people under his discipleship. This is a modern day with more population. How many lives is your life touching? I hear what I'm saying here today. Somebody needs to wake up today. You are dragging your feet too much. You are beating your chest, doing nothing. People are clapping for you in smallness. Whatever you have conquered, there is more to conquer. Whatever you have conquered, there is more to conquer. And there is no end of impact until we see him face to face. The Bible said it's when we see him that we shall be as he is. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout a believer say amen. In the name of Jesus, anything that has arrested your speed, anything that is a cause of slackness, a cause of sluggishness, a cause of delay in your life, everything that is making your life to run slow and your destiny to run slow, I declare it broken right now. In the name of Jesus, whatever is holding you down, the chain is broken. Somebody get ready to run with the speed of a twister and a tornado right now. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. The eagle, it is swift. Speed. Number four. It is scaling of heights. Scaling of heights. The Bible said, the eagle's nest is in the crag of the rock. We read that in Job 39:27-29. She dwelleth upon the crag, abided on the rock, upon the crag of the rock and the strong place. Next verse. From thence she seeketh the prey. In Jeremiah chapter 49 verse 16, God was speaking a curse to some people, but he used the eagle. He said, thy terribleness has deceived thee, and the pride of thine heart, O thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, that holdest the height of the hill, though thou should make thy nest as high as the eagle. So the eagle has the nest that is very, very high. You know, Obadiah chapter 1 and verse 4, I think we read it earlier on. He said, though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set, now he was talking to the rebellious, but we are learning from the first part of it, thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring about the star, the nest among the stars. And then in Proverbs chapter 23 verse 5, he said, the eagle, will thou set thy eyes upon that which is not for riches? Alright, the B part. They fly away as an eagle toward the heaven. If you are going to dominate, you must be addicted to height. Spiritual height. He told John the Beloved, he said, come up hither. I'm going higher. Yes, I am.
I'm going higher today. I'm going higher, yes I am. Going with Jesus to stay. I'm going above the shadows, into the presence of God, into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher today. Hallelujah. I'm going higher, yes, higher. I'm going higher today. I'm going higher, yes, higher. Going with Jesus to stay. I'm going above the shadow, into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Into the presence of God. Hallelujah. I'm going higher today. Everybody sing. Oh, yeah, yes, I am. I'm going higher today. I'm going higher. Yes, I am. Going with Jesus to stay. I'm going above the shadow. Into the presence of God. Into the presence of God. I'm going higher. For a final time, I am going higher, yes, higher. I'm going higher today. I'm going higher, yes. Into the presence of Jesus. Take me higher, Lord.
Into your throne room. How I want to feel.
The sight and sounds of this world,
yes, sounds of the world.
Into your presence,
into your presence,
right to where you are,
right to where
again.
Take yourself 1 minute. Take addiction to height means allergy to the earthly, reaction against the mundane. Allergy to the earthly, reaction against the mundane. The ordinary, the earthly places, the low places, the ordinary, normal, average kind of living and existence is not your realm. How do you know that you have escaped the earthly realm? Number one, you begin to see as God sees. You see from the perspective of God. You see far. You see high. You see wide. You begin to see from the perspective of God. You see as God is seeing, because from there, you see far. You see wide. You see broad. How do you know that you are higher? Secondly, you are beyond the reach of harm. You are beyond the reach of harm. You say he shall dwell on her. His place of defense shall be the munitions of the rocks. Bread shall be given him and his water shall be sure. When you dwell on high and not low places, you can dare the unbearable. Where normal people are afraid to go, you go. You dare the unbearable. You confront the unconfrontable. You challenge the unchallengeable. Because you dwell on high. Your place of defense is the munitions of rocks. Your waters are sure. How do you know you dwell on, like, how do you know you are dwelling on high? You have escaped the earthly realm. Number three, you operate in unquestionable authority. The ego. You know, the easiest way to fight and win, apart from ground flight, is fighting from the air. Air power, sky power. Terrorists can engage soldiers with them, one on one on the foot, but when they move high, even drone from the sky, or even fighter jets from above, clean them out. There is a realm where the anti-aircraft rifle can't reach. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. When you are dwelling in the earthly realms, you are beset with all manner of fears. You are beset with all manner of resistances. When will have to do that they place a roadblock before an aircraft? It's in the realm where roadblock does not exist. Is God speaking to someone here at all? I'd like you to move higher. Ask God, escape, help me escape this realm. I want to take charge of my domain. And I want to function from the top, not from the ground. I want to function from the top, not from the ground. I want to speak to forces of darkness from above them, not from their realm. And when we begin to pray this morning, you are going to ask God, and He's going to do it. The scale of height. Number five. And how many of you know that? How do you know? Let me do one more. How do you know that? You have escaped the heavenly realm. What number is that? How do you know that? You have escaped the earthly realm. You begin to see everything as very small in size, minute. Big things now look small. When you fly in the air and you see this glory dome, when you are very high up, it looks like the cover of a pencil or something. When you are up there, cars look like matchbox. Bicycles look like matchstick. Things are looking big to you because of where you are. Things are looking big to you because of where you are. Very, very soon, during the construction of this, of the glory dome here, they will bring bill. This is like 11 years ago. Construction started in January. That time, 100 million, 120 million. This wall at the back of the altar here, from one end to the other, is about 274 meters. A football field is 90 meters. So you can do your mathematics. We're casting concrete that if they drop you inside, it can swallow you up with wire net. A little segment of it like this, we got a company that is a concrete manufacturing company. So they measure it for you and sell it in meters. That was the company we got. They sell it in meters. A little, I don't know whether it was 5 or 6 meters of it that they filled with concrete, and their meter read 33 million. It hasn't left that end. That end where that man is now in the white dress. Just a little bit. 33 million. That's a meter. And it's pay as you go. So, it's not today. 33 million today is big money. But I'm talking of when the exchange rate was 190. So I said, we need to buy our own concrete machine then and start manufacturing the concrete. Still, the money was massive. But they will bring very big bills. I said, go ahead. Go ahead. That's all right. Go ahead. Nobody can ask, where is the money coming from? Go ahead. We were spending monthly what is more than the 1 year's income of the church. Monthly. Then how was it, where was it coming from? Monthly. That is, the monthly construction bill, the offering tithe, everything of 1 year, count it, is not up to it. That is extra offering income. We were seen from up. So it looks small. We were seen from up. Gave me yesterday a bill from Fiji Island and Vanuatu and all of that. Their crusade budget bill. I looked at it. Done.
You are going to go there, distribute welfare, you take no offering. Things are looking big because of where we are seen from. If you see from the earth, it is big. If you see from the roof, it is still very big. But if you see from on high, if you are seeing from on high, the calling of God on your life is possible. Hey! If you are seeing from on high, what God said you should do with your life is possible. What God said you should do in the kingdom is possible. And I speak to someone here right now, in the name of Jesus, everything that limited you so far, I declare the limitation is over. Look at somebody by your side, say, it's possible, 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 it's possible. Look at your neighbor, say, begin to see from on high, begin to see from on high. It is possible. Take your seat and pray to the Lord. At times, even the normal schedule, when you calculate it, is unthinkable. How do you get this done and that done and that done and that done and this done? Scaling of heights. Number five, eagle quality that makes it to dominate. Number one was strength. Number two was sharp sight. Number three was swift speed. Number four was the scaling of heights. Number five is soaring ability. Ability to soar. The eagle soars. It mounts up wings. In Job 39:27, he said, does the eagle soar at thy command? Does he mount up at thy command? Isaiah 40:31 said, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. What does it mean to soar? What does it mean to mount up wings? I'm going to be very fast because we need to pray and break before the evening time. All birds fly like this. Before they go very far, their shoulder is paining them. They have to look for where to perch. They have to look for where to rest. They have to look for where to settle. They rest a bit. Then they start again. That is every bird, with the exception of the eagle. The eagle soars. It mounts up with wings. Look at it. It waits for the wind. And then when the right wind comes, it stretches out its hand. And this can take it miles. And this can take it kilometers. And this can take it distances. Brothers and sisters, the eagle rides the wind to rule in life. Rides the wind to rule the sky. Ride the wind and rule. Ride the wind and rule. Ride the wind. Ride the wind. Ride the wind. Many of us, we have wearied our lives out. We have tired ourselves out because of the deployment of normal, natural energy. We tired our lives out. I don't need to tell any Bible student here what the wind is. There came the sound of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, is the one to ride.
Hallelujah.
Am I communicating at all? It is the Holy Spirit that makes difficult work easy. It is the Holy Spirit that makes it look like you didn't walk.
Can you imagine someone, when I went to Nicaragua, to their country, we didn't have the time to go to the hotel to change or dress or do anything because of the distance from that we'll go to the hotel before coming to the church. And the service had already started.
So we went from the aircraft after, is it 15 or 16 hours flight? We went straight to the meeting.
They said that they thought I was going to minister for maybe 20, 30 minutes and then go and rest.
For where?
The preaching of the word was not less than 1 hour. Full download. The ministrations, healings, testimonies, miracles before the next day.
And then you finish and straight from the meeting into the aircraft and fly down home and come straight to the altar.
One of our people told me, he said, what challenges them the most is how you come back home, come to the altar and preach a message that looks like you have been preparing for one week. Fresh word, impactful word, that your going around the world did not distract your ministry at home. And we came in for 5 hour service on Sunday. That is, you went here, you went there, you impact here, impact there, return back home. There is no diminution in impact, no reduction in energy, no reduction in voice, no reduction in the intensity of the unction. It is humanly impossible. It's humanly impossible. It's humanly impossible. It's humanly impossible. It is being carried by the wind. But can I say something before I go ahead? Do you want to soar? You must drop your weight. The wind will not carry stone. The wind will not carry metal. Drop your weight. Drop your weight. You want to soar on the wind. You want to mount up wings as the eagle. You want to fly. You want to be carryable. Drop your weight. Therefore, let us lay aside every sin that easily beset us, and every weight, and run with patience the race set. You must drop. The question you are going to ask God is, oh Lord, what is it that is preventing me from being carried? What is the weight in my life, in my ministry? Some of us, we talk too much, and in the course of too much talk, we lie inside. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Some of us, we are not financially straight. Our financial life is crooked. Some of us, we have a lot of crookedness in other areas. There is so much weight in our lives. We carry so much weight. And so we are not able to be, we are not flexible. We are not carryable. When the wind carries you, you reserve your energy. You reserve your energy. You reserve your energy. I told you my schedule this month. This same month we went to Czech Republic. Finished from Czech Republic. Went to United States of America. Open air crusade in Maryland. Returned back home the week we returned. before we went youth convention, I preach every day to youth, Monday to Friday. Every single day. Hours. Every day, Monday to Friday. I think there is a level you reach in ministry where you are such a big man that it's only the small boys that should preach to youth. Let the youth pastor preach to the youth. Let invite a young pastor to preach to the youth, like Mike or anybody. Preach to the youth. We are big men. We have overgrown youth. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday was night vigil. We left around 4 a.m. ministering to youth. A night vigil before the youth. We came into a night vigil. I think that was a home church congress or something. And then American conference. And then crusade in Maryland. Shot a clip. And then return back from America. Preach to the youth. The week after that, children conference. Children from age 2. Yes, that's Maryland Crusade. It's all right. Children from age 2 or 3. Their conference. There are about 20,000 children. You can show us the clip if you have. I preached to them at least 1.5 hours. Talking to toddlers. Talking to children. Interactive. What did I just say? Repeat the 3 things I just said. That's children. Fed them for 3 days. Calculate the bill of 20,000 times 3 days, a meal, children meal. How many of you know that there are children church teachers? There are about 2,000 of their teachers who are with them. And yet, we had to come and preach to children. This is this August. And then that finishes, we enter this conference. Including Sunday services. How is that possible? One-on-one ministry. It's not possible, humanly speaking. I speak to anyone. Whatever is tiring you out, whatever is a reason for your weariness, I declare it is over. Anything that is a reason for weariness, a reason for exhaustion, whatever is tiring you, lazying you out, I declare today it expires forever. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord and say amen. You will not be tired before time. You will not be weary before time. Lack of result will not tire you out. Lack of result will not tire you out. Lack of results will not weary you out. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. You want to be carried. You must drop your weights. Lord, show me my weights. Those things that are making it difficult for you to carry me. To carry my weight. Show me. You want to be carried by the wind? That will lead us to number 6, character of the ego. What's it, number 6? And number 6 is sharp sensitivity. Sharp. We must be sharp spiritually and sharp in sensitivity. Being able to pick up divine signals. It is said that the eagle has thermoreceptors under his wings, his body. He stays on the rock, waiting for the right current of the wind. Normally, the rising up of warm wind current with that has force. It waits for that current, and the bodies, the thermosensors sense it, that the right current is here. Then he stretched out his wing and lands on that current. It is precision. He takes it straight to where it is going. As many as are led by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the sons of God. It is not possible to have authority without sensitivity. Otherwise, the devil messes up your destiny. It is not possible to rule without sensitivity. The Bible says the sons of Issachar, they have the understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, and their brethren were at their commandment. Your dominion is rooted in your discernment. Your dominion is rooted in your discernment. The other day I told my wife, I told her what we are doing now. We are, by God's grace, God has helped us to be doing this thing at the right time. We couldn't have been doing this when church was being built, when the foundation of ministry was being built, when the root of ministry was being built, when the stature of ministry was being built. We couldn't have. We couldn't have been doing this when church plantings was to start, and start aggressively. We couldn't have been doing this. We couldn't have been doing this during the construction of the Glory Dome. Or before, we couldn't have. Even though we are doing crusades and doing a couple of things, but the various things had their timings and their facing. When the time for this came, we moved. When it was time for the Glory Dome construction, we started looking for land restlessly. And I knew it was time for us to move from area one. 6 services, everywhere over flooded. Counted 50,000 people on a Sunday. One of our last Sundays. And then we invited Papa Yerepo one time. After I was, and then every night vigil, I had to use my faith, one faith, to prevent rain. Another faith for people to be impacted. Because people are sitting on the road everywhere. And the night vigil is the last Friday of every month. So during rainy season, if the cloud is gathering, your heart is agitated. Lord, may it not rain. So I wanted to be free from such. I want the faith to be one. Impact the people. And I knew it was time to move from there. Even when we went to the National Stadium in 2007 for all night. 2007, that's 19 years ago. Even there, the rain fell through the middle in August. We did 3 night vigils. The last Friday last Friday of September. The rain fell. Went to the old parade ground last Friday of October. Rain still fell. Then, I was agitated. Then Papa Yedepo came and said, "You have overgrown this place. Don't be sentimental about any location. Don't have any unusual attachment to any particular location." I say, "Yes, sir." And God had been speaking. "Lord, what do we do? We need the land." And then he spoke. He said, "Remember what I showed you on the airport road." "Really? I remember, but we have gone to the airport road looking for land. They say we have tried our best." He said, "Remember what I showed you on the airport road." And he showed me this land on the airport road with a landmark. It's like if you see this, that's the land. So I called our property agent here, anointed him with oil. I said, go to the airport road between this place and this place. Our land is on the right on your way to the airport. Locate it and come. You return back in 7 days. He said, I have found the place. There's plenty land there and they can sell for us as much as we can buy. I said, okay, let's go. So we came, went inside, went here. I said, this is the place. How much is it? They told us the price and the journey started. And we moved at that time. Papa broke the ground. And then construction started. Dedication happened. And the journey continued. If we didn't discern when to start this construction, and we are thinking of starting now, if this roof was how many million in foreign currency then, which is what it was then, now we'll mention the price now, and the exchange rate has multiplied almost 9 times. 190 then is 1,004 something now, right? That's almost 8 to 9 times. So multiply the amount of all building costs by 8. Today, Jehovah helped us, we escaped it. Sensitivity. Sensitivity to know when to start the next service, when to move out on the crusade, when to start this kind of outreach. Sensitivity to know this is what, when to do this and when to do that. He makes all things beautiful in his time. If it is not time, it will be ugly. Whether you went ahead of time or you went after him, it cannot be beautiful outside of time. Outside timing, everything becomes ugly. Regular education is beautiful. Adult education can be difficult. Sharps, and that is what makes you to sour as well. You know when the Holy Ghost is moving and you move. When he's moving and you dive. And then everything, you begin to look to people like you're a magician. You're only following divine signals. You are following divine signals that is making things to fall in place. I decree today, in the name of Jesus, 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 grace to hear clearly. Receive now. At the early stage of the church, please sit down. Members from Nyanya Maraba area, they said the distance to Area 1 church is far for them. Can we come and plant a branch for them in Nyanya? I didn't pray about it. All I knew was that our members want a branch. So we went and planted a branch and sent a pastor there. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, the Lord showed me that I was on my own. That branching, I went on my own. He did not ask me to go for any branching. So I asked the pastor, I said, the Lord said we should close the branch. His face changed. Because he is already a boss. And you want to move him back to come and sit down and lead opening prayer and take testimony. He's already a boss. His eye changed. I said, it's not time. God didn't send us. He said, so what shall we do? I said, close the church. What about the chairs and the equipment? I said, look for any good church there. Give them all the chairs and give them all the equipment. What of those who will not agree to return back? They should find any church nearby. That was how the church was closed. and we return back. Because we went when we were not sent. Not that there were no people there, but we were not sent. And it was not time. You know, there are miracles even have timing. Manifestations have their time. Do you remember the man at the beautiful gate? That was the temple Jesus passed. To say, do you see this beautiful temple? Break it down, in 3 days I'll build it. He entered the temple plenty times, met the man there, left him. He met the man at the beautiful gate, he passed. He healed other lepers, healed other cripples, healed other blind people. He saw the man passed. He told the disciples, say, your own time is always here. My time hasn't come. For you, every time is time. He left the man. And somebody said, Master, if you are to ask him, why did you healed everybody? Why are you leaving this man? Said, the answer is, one, it is not time. Two, it is not me. The time for his healing is not now. The person that will heal him is not me. When the time came, it was when the time came and the person showed up, who is his name? Peter and John. Showed up. Silver and gold have I none. Such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise. And he rose up on the spot. The time came. The man came. It was easy. Don't kill yourself. Oh, it's not everybody God will use you to deliver. Don't behave like a Messiah. It's not everybody God will use you to deliver. People would look at you and make you feel like you are Messiah. You will kill yourself for nothing. There are some people whose deliverance and miracle and testimony is in another person's hand. There are those, whoever God sends your way under your spiritual coverage and oversight, you have responsibility over them. You have responsibility over them. And you have spiritual engracement for their needs. That was why God sent them your way. But when you are going about everywhere like a Superman, you will waste your life. We must be very, very sensitive. One day, a man was coming to the altar in area one. In those days, I used to shake hands with people. Newcomers, come out. Shake hands with people. I need to shake hands with people and welcome them to church. So a man was coming on the altar like this. And the normal me, when I see a person walking with bad leg like that, receive, be healed. And then maybe he comes on up and stand up healed. Move your leg. But as he is coming, the Holy Spirit told me, nothing is wrong with him. So he walked like that, expecting me to lay hands on him. I shook hands with everybody, avoided him. He passed. When I said they should go, I'd like you to watch. He walked normal. When he see that his drama did not work, I don't know who sent him. Maybe they sent him to go and show that all those miracles are fake. Nothing is happening. They just go and prove that nothing is happening. They said, when he saw that it didn't work. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Be mission aborted. Don't kill yourself. I was struggling with one man. One day he's on a wheelchair. Be healed. Rise and walk. He was resisting me. So I look at him and say, what do you need actually? What do you really need? He said, I need some money. In other words, don't waste your time. I don't want to be healed. I'm not. It is money I'm looking for right now. I'm comfortable. Because we just try out. We just do everything that enters our hand. Every invitation they gave you. One day I was invited somewhere, Reverend Sam. I was invited somewhere. At the moment I wanted to preach, heaven was completely closed. Completely. I struggled. You must have experienced. I struggled. Everything was closed and dry. And many of us pastors, we have dried the oil on our lives by stepping on all kinds of altars. All kinds of altars. Because of lack of sensitivity. When I saw everything was so dried, I said, Lord, what is happening? Hear what he told me? Who sent you here? Wow. Who sent me here? This is a respectable person that I used to hear of. Who sent you here? I say, Lord, I'm sorry. If I came here by myself, please forgive me. Just that kind of quiet prayer, silent. I'm really sorry. Then I worshipped a little another, and then the heavens opened. And I preached with power. And when I finished in a hurry. And ran like a dog with tail in between his legs. My wife was with me. I got to the hotel. We knelt down. Thank the Lord. They said there is a morning session. I said, I'm not sure. Alright. And then they now said, so, we have the invitation for next year. I said, oh, no, not yet. So, when shall we send? I said, I will let you know later if there is a need. That was how I ran for my life. Because I thought the door, any door open is a door. I thought that I'm a pastor and a preacher, so I could go. Even places that God has already closed. You know, Ichabod, the glory is departed. Many times we don't see it, but it's there in the realm of the spirit. I heard from Benny Hinn, he said he wanted to pray for a man. This man was crying with tears, big cross on his neck, like a minister's conference. He wanted to lay hands, and God said, don't touch him. See, he has never heard of a thing like that. Why? See, I have rejected him. Just don't waste your impartation. Don't waste your laying on of hands. I am through with him. Those are the kind of people that God has given diverse warnings and all manner. And they just are on their way. I'm through with him. Sensitivity is a strength of the ego. One of the things we are going to be praying, Lord, don't let me enter any trap that looks like a door. Did you hear what I just said? Father, don't allow me to enter any trap that looks like a door. Don't let me enter any trap that looks like a door. Don't let me undertake a journey that is not meant to be. Don't let me embark on a journey that was not meant to be. A man came to me. And he was traveling. Terrible accident. People died, including his own wife. He came to me and I said, this is what happened. I prayed. I said, oh Lord, why? Oh Lord, what happened? And I heard that was a journey that was not meant to be. I told the man, I said, this is what I heard. That it was a journey that was not meant to be. He said, it is true. 100% true. Say they literally forced themselves to embark on a journey. Everything was against going. Everything. It remains for an angel to stand on the road and say, don't move. Everything. God said that was a journey that was not meant to be. Say, it is true. Now, that costs lives. How do you recover them? You have learned, but you have lost. So much loss. Lost. Father, don't let me enter any trap that appears like a door. Don't let me embark on a journey that is not meant to be. Don't let me embark on a journey that is not meant to be. Don't let me be found where I am not meant to be found. Which of the king was about to die, Jehoshaphat, when he accompanied Ahab to battle? And the Syrians looked at him and said, behold the king of Israel. And they shot and they wanted to kill him, surrounded him. And he cried out, I am not the king of Israel. And then God moved them from him. Ahab deceived him. He said, you wear your kingly garment. Me, I will just appear normal. It was Ahab's battle. But he was going to die Ahab's death. You will not die anybody's 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 death. Lord, let me not be found where I am not meant to be found. Let me not die the death that belongs to anybody. Help me with sensitivity. Help me with sensitivity. Help me, Lord, with sensitivity. Help me, Lord, with sensitivity. The sensitivity of the eagle that will help me to take charge. Finally, character of the eagle. Soaring ability, sharp sensitivity. Number 7 is strategic operation. The eagle is strategic. It does what we call precision strikes. Strategic operation. Calculative maneuvers. Very calculative. From there, he watches his prey and then moves. Still our theme. Nobody is successful in life and destiny until they are strategic. Nobody is successful in life and destiny until they are strategic. God is a strategist. Master strategist. When he was creating the earth, earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The first thing he did is not earth come out. No, everything was dark. First thing to do, turn on the light. Let there be light. Light is on. Let's look very well. Okay? This is earth and water together. That's not correct. Earth move here. Water move here. Sky and earth together. Not correct. Sky move up. This remain. Water bring forth. Earth bring forth. Sky bring forth. Vegetation. Alright? Everything is set for man to arrive. Alright, let us make man. Man wasn't made first to start looking for food to eat. Man wasn't. You see, nothing can be successful until somebody is strategic. You magnify your gain when you maximize your mind. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. So the mind is not totally useless. Am I communicating at all? Don't scatter your life's energy. Deploy it in directions of maximum impact. That's why I cannot fly to Fiji Island to preach and return back. Then they say they invite me for Vanuatu, who is 1.5 hours away. And then I fly there and then come back. Then they say they invite you to Solomon Island, which is another 1.5 hours away. And then, no. There's no such energy and time for such dissipation. Fiji Island, Vanuatu, if possible, Solomon Island, all of you together. I arrive within 1 week. I have passed through all of you. I am set for the next place. God created the whole world in 6 days. There is nothing he cannot do under 24 hours. Pagadian crusade that went global. Everybody heard Pagadian. It was 24 hours. Pakistan crusade was 24 hours. Or less. Impact, massive. In Pakistan, I heard that their TikTok shut down for 1 week for the impact of that crusade. Everybody was on it. Pagadian, it hit the whole nation of the Philippines. Governors and mayors started going to church on their own. The person who hosted the crusade, they appointed him federal to become a mentor to 250,000 policemen after the crusade. To teach, say, and then it's your instructions I am teaching them. So we need to become more calculative and more strategic. So life's energy is not wasted. Life's time is not wasted. Precision strikes. I will go back to Nicaragua again. And when we go, based on their courtesy, because by the last time I came, he says that we can come back for another crusade, a full-fledged crusade. We'll do some neighboring places together. Do you understand what I'm saying? We are going to Colombia. We are coming to Colombia is a neighbor. Yeah, it's mentioning Colombia now. Colombia is close to is close there, and also Dominican Republic. Hallelujah. Let the energy of your life produce major results. Major. Let it be strategic. Let your steps be guided. Whenever God guides you, let it produce lasting impact. So we get more strategic and get more successful under God, and things get more dynamic. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody shout the Lord must amen. And we do all of that, return back home. Everybody in this church knows that no matter what happens, you must see the pastor on Sunday. Is that true or false? Go anywhere in the world, you must see the pastor on Sunday. One day I went to Europe, came back on Sunday morning around 5 a.m., preached 6 a.m. service, which was the first service in the Rwanda then, did 5 services, went for lunch at home, refreshed, and headed to the airport in the evening to fly to South America the same day. But it was strategic enough to ensure that nothing is suffering because of something else. Crusade is not happening at the expense of the church, and church is not happening at the expense of what I am meant to be doing. Somebody asked me yesterday, so how does all these things get done? Soaring on the wind. Welfare is happening. Thousands are being fed. All manner of skill acquisition, empowerments happening at the same time. What are you doing? Spread your wings. Our Destiny Christian Academy is what you might call a 5-star secondary school. 5-star, top of the range. Cambridge accredited, affiliated to university in Canada, affiliated in America. Last year, there was such failure in JAMB, their joint admission matriculation body, university entrance examination, I think 23, only about 23% passed. Is there any teacher here who can correct me? Only about 23% passed or something. There was no student in our school that was among that 23%. Not one. Not one failed. Not one. The same story this year. The same story all the years. But you sit down, the crusade is happening at peak. God is helping the church. And then academic institutions are running at the top of the range. Mention three schools within this city. It is one. Top of the... Why? How? Stretching on the wings. Wings of the wind. And strategic operation. Am I communicating? In rounding up today, if we want to occupy our domain as the eagle, what are the characters responsible? Can you identify them on the screen? And let's go. Number one, strange strength. Number two, sharp sight. Number three, swift speed. Number four, scaling of heights. Number five, soaring ability. Number six, sharp sensitivity. Number seven, strategic operation. And number eight, stainless character. Stainless character is the ego. Stainless. And it is in two major ways. Number one, the ego will not taste corruption. Food that is rotten belongs to the vulture. It belongs to the vulture. If it is for the eagle, it must be fresh. Maybe it was the eagle that they were telling us in Isaiah chapter 33. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munition of the rocks. So if you bread shall be given him, his water shall be shown. Now look at verse 15. He will give you the condition that made that happen. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him, and his waters shall be sure. That is the eagle to me. Do you want to dwell on high, to fly as an eagle? You cannot compromise character. Touch no corrupt thing. Money that is not given you is not yours. Avoid fraudulent deals. That's the first dimension of the eagle's character. Number two, eagle is connected to a mate for life. We're meant to talk about unity for dominion. Maybe Dr. Mr. Nature may still speak about it later. Eagle is together with his husband or wife. For good. Anything that is planning to make you give your husband or your wife distance is a challenge. Anything. I have seen men, and I don't want anybody to feel bad right now, in case you have a marital problem or a marital crisis that is not a doing of your own. Let God bear you witness and judge righteously in that case. But I have seen people who have people that are closer to them than their wife. There is somebody in the office that is cooking tea for him.
Oh,
It's a cookie, no? It's a cookie inside the tea. And madam cannot branch there. He is laughing until he reaches home. His face changed. He's a lion. What kind of useless life is that? Children can't approach him. Husband and wife can't approach him. You fence everybody that is valuable in your life. You fence them away from you. And surrounded yourself with wolves. Don't do yourself such injustice. At times I pity my wife in terms of how she's following me everywhere. But just following everywhere. Pity to the point of, okay, maybe you should relax on this journey. But my inner mind says, no. Okay, let's just, this place is too far. Going to the Philippines, go across Addis Ababa, go across Sri Lanka. By the time you come to Sri Lanka, you have another six hours flight. This journey is too far. In the air. Between Ethiopia and Sri Lanka is another 6 or 7 hours. You are a girl. Maybe you should relax on this one. Then from the inside, he said, no. Myself bear me witness that her presence is needed. Not for any reason, but for the benefit of presence. And two heads will always be better. Two are better than one, for they have a good reward for their labor. Better than one. Forget about anything, any other thing. Prayer together. Thinking together. Strategy together. Planning together. Tag teaming together. But even if your case is not like that, because T.L. Osborne was different from Kenneth Hagin. Different from Oral Roberts. I don't know how much Oral Roberts' wife went into the field. I don't know. Maybe I'll find out later. But T.L. Osborne's wife went everywhere with T.L. Osborne. Right? But Oral Roberts was a bit different. And probably Kenneth Hagin. But despite that, no devil could question the oneness of the home, the unity of the man and his wife. No devil can question that. Are you an ego? Ensure that your character, your family life is in place. Your family life is in place. Against any odds, if ancestral powers are fighting, you fight them. The family life is in order. And ensure that corruption is not your portion. Today, grace to do the right thing is coming for somebody. If you are that person, you say a louder amen. If you are that person, you say a louder amen. If you are that person, you shout the loudest amen. Stand up on your feet to the louder shout of amen. A louder shout of amen. Loudest shout of amen. Would you lift up your hands everywhere you are? Lift your hands everywhere you are. Lift your hands. Can you place these things on the screen for me? And say after me, say, Father, I come before you to ask for the impartation of the eagle lifestyle.
Of the eagle lifestyle.
In order to occupy. My domain of influence.
My domain of influence.
For you.
The impartation.
Of the eagle lifestyle.
Of the eagle lifestyle.
With strange strength.
Unbeatable strength.
Unusual strength.
Sharp sight.
Open my eyes, Lord. Touch my eyes. To see from your realm.
To see like you see.
Something is happening already. Touch my eyes. Say, Father, give me the impartation
of swift speed
to move with the speed
and frequency
of your plan and purpose.
I reject
every limitation,
every hindrance,
every setback.
I reject
now in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. To go higher,
to go beyond
the ground level,
to go
to see
and to dwell
in your realm,
and to see
from your realm,
and to operate
from your realm
in the name of Jesus.
Help me, Lord.
With soaring ability,
make me light
enough.
To ride
on the wind.
Father, show me
any weight
in my life
that is preventing
me
from soaring,
from being carried
by the wind.
Help me, Lord,
to drop
the weight
in the name of Jesus.
Father,
help me
to be sensitive
to your move,
to your leading,
to your guidance.
Help me, Lord.
With spiritual sensitivity.
Eyes that see.
Ears that
hear.
Help me,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Help me,
Lord.
To be strategic.
Not to waste my
lifestyle.
Not to waste my
life's energy.
Help me, Lord.
Not to waste my
resources.
Help me, Lord.
To be wise.
To do the right
thing.
In the name of Jesus.
Say,
Father,
help me.
Empower
my character.
The right character.
With the right
behavior.
With the right
action.
Empower me.
With the right
character.
Deliver
me
from wrong
operation.
Wrong
behavior.
Help me,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Now
open your mouth and
pray. I'm going to go to the hospital. Praise. 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 In the name of Jesus, lift your hands high. The Bible says, they that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength like the eagles. Father, I make demands on eagle strength, eagle ability. I make demands on eagle order of strength, order of ability, order of sight. I make demands, whatever makes the eagle in the air. Father, I connect with your word to be a spiritual eagle in my domain, a covenant eagle in my realm. Father, I receive that grace. Open your mouth and say, Father, I receive the grace to be a spiritual eagle, a covenant eagle in my domain of influence. I receive the grace to occupy my territory as a spiritual eagle. I receive the fire now.
In the name of Jesus, pray in agreement with someone near you. Hold your hands and lift it up. Make asking the visitation of God upon the life of everyone here today for a change of story, for a change of testimony. Lift your voice and pray for them. Father, do something. Let something drop in someone's life here today. Go. Thank you.
In Jesus' precious name.